Thursday night around 12 Adar. I have to learn the date if I'm going to make these recordings. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And we're learning about brachos, bar priyot, bar priyadama, shakol niya bedvaro. And we're in Simon Nun Beis. And we're learning Sif Yud, I think. No, we learned them already. Seeds, right, we looked up watermelon seeds. And in Eretz Yisrael, you make adama taka because they have special watermelons that are raised for the seeds. Yud Aleph. Paragraph Yud Aleph. There was something else I was talking to someone about. The almonds you talked about. Not almonds. Cashews.
The fruit.
Everything else, yeah. No, watermelon was the kasha, and that's the terrace. Okay. Shkedim Hamorim. Bitter almonds. I guess almonds grow. There's different species. There's bitter almonds that are edible when they're small, and when they grow, they become bitter. And that's the species called bitter almonds. And then there's the species called sweet almonds, or whatever they're called. And they're not edible when it's small. Anyway, Shkedim Amorim, the bitter almonds, Kshem Kutanim, Shaz Iker Achiloson Hi Aklipa. Oh, I'm sorry. No. I was saying over a Gemara. He's using different words. Shkedim Hamorim Kshem Kitanim. No. I don't know where to put the comma.
Shkedim Hamorim Kshem Kitanim.
Yeah? So that. Yeah, I hear, but then the punctuation should be different.
That's how he has it here.
There's a colon after Hamorim?
Is it large print or small print?
So this is something I have to tell Oscar. It's a very big mistake there. Shkedim Hamorim, Kishahim Katanim, they have a right in the translation, but then the punctuation is not correct in the text. Shkedim Hamorim, Kishahim Katanim, Shaoz Ikarachi Losania Klipa, Shaina Mora, the husk is not bitter. The Alda Aske Notan also, and people plant it with the intention of eating it at this stage. So then Mavarach Aleim Bor Priyoetz, because that's the main part of the fruit that's intended to be eaten at this stage. Kshem Gedolim, when they get large, they eat the nut that's inside the humar, but it's bitter. If he eats it straight, that's how bitter it is. It's mamish kol, not edible. So you don't make a brach at all. Or if he roasted it and thus made it edible by roasting it, odover acher, or a different technique that makes it edible. Even the prinin, who it's a fruit, and they plant it with the intention that you will be eating it after processing it, let's say through roasting or whatever. So then you make a bar priyoetz. And any time, the main qualification or the main requirement seems to me is this is considered the goal of the tree. Like it reached its pinnacle, the way it was meant to be. Even you planted it for this purpose and you got this purpose, so it's right.
How do you get them purpose? Even if you plant a vineyard for wine, you still make a bar priyoetz.
It could be that if there would be such a thing as inferior grapes that are only good for their juice, then I would be misupik if that, I would say it's not correct. In other words, if they grow, let's say, a strain of tomatoes that they want to use for tomato juice, and the tomatoes are like inferior, they're not really prime, then taki, you don't make the bracha. So I guess I'm answering you that if the grapes are perfectly normal grapes, fine grapes, then it's like botla daito. You can't decide, like that, you know, you planted a tree and you wanted it to give grapes, and the grapes are perfectly edible, you have a goal what you want to do with the grapes. You want to use them for something. But if they're normal grapes as they are now, so then it's like Butler Daite and some Kolodim, I guess. And you make Haetz for that reason. You have some things that they plant like in order to cook it. Almonds, yeah. Shkedim amechupim betzucker, sugar-coated almonds. Even though, so again, you're making haetz edible. And the sugar is now a tofel, but the main thing is the almond. So you make a bar piyotz. You know, when you process a fruit and it remains a fruit, so you make haetz. But calamus, colmus.
Remains a fruit as recognizable, or.
What?
In other words, not apples. Obviously, okay, you make it into applesauce, it's not necessarily recognizable.
That's a different issue. That it may lose its bracha because it becomes unrecognizable. But here we're talking about usage. You know, if you grow apples that are not really edible, they only become edible through cooking them and making them into applesauce. So then you make a shot called the applesauce. You won't make a shot. You make eights on the applesauce. And on the fruit, you'll usually make a charcoal, maybe or adoma, depending on how bad it is. So this calamus, b'chupa b'tzukr b'vocharek charcoal, k'a calamus and a pre. Okay. Stop here. What?